Welcome to the session number 140C, the Fifth Dimension Group, One Example of Online AA. This is being presented by Alex H. of the Fifth Dimension Group, an online home group. In furtherance of our 11th tradition, we ask that no photographs or members' names be published at the level of press, radio, or film, including the internet. Your social media friends might love your pics, but consider the anonymity of others when you post. Please do not take anyone's photograph without his or her permission. NAATW is not a public forum. There is an expectation of privacy here. Please be considerate of our speakers and session content. Copyrights for all written content and recorded audio, video, and photographic content are maintained by NAATW in conjunction with any copyrights or agreements with recording vendors or others as written permission. Please do not post or publish NAATW content elsewhere without written permission. All general sessions are being recorded, so please be aware to avoid using members' last names when presenting or sharing at the microphone. CDs of the sessions will be available following each presentation. If you want a complete set for your own personal use, please order them prior to Sunday morning so they can be ready for you. A full set of the entire weekend, all numbered sessions, the Birds of a Feather sessions, and the speaker meeting is $90. Individual CDs are $8. Full sets of MP3s and flash drives are also available for $90 and will be mailed to you. Please see the recording staff at their display in the foyer. Birds of a Feather. The Friday night Birds of a Feather sessions start after dinner. They are organic sessions where you choose the topics. There are sheets with instructions on a table in the foyer for you to submit to your ideas and volunteer to lead the discussion. Please take time at the breaks to add your topics and sign up for those that interest you. At the start of the dinner break, we will determine which six topics have the most interest. Those will be the BOF sessions. We'll push a notification to you via the app. Information about them will also be at the registration table, and the topics will be posted at the entrances to their respective meeting rooms. Most of all, please enjoy, participate, and have a great session.
Thank you, Sam. Fred, can you hear me? Great. So now that we're all live. Okay. Cool. So my name is Alex. I'm a recovered alcoholic. It's a pleasure to be here and to give you a little bit about who I am. I got sober August 18th, 2011. I have a home group physically. It's the East End YPA in Southampton or Bridgehampton, New York, and also the Fifth Dimension Group, which is this meeting. And to give you the format, I will give you a brief presentation and then take you into our live meeting. We have, looks like, four people who are joining with us from Chicago, from Miami, and it'll give you a sense, and St. Louis in California, it'll give you a sense of what it feels like to be in a meeting with us. We meet, for your information, Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time through the Zoom platform. And we also meet now, we started a second meeting recently, Saturdays at noon Eastern Standard Time. So, who are we? The Fifth Dimension Group, an example of online AA. This is our table of contents for the presentation. I'm going to talk about our history and our evolution, our communication, the seventh tradition, it's always a fun topic, our innovation, and join you into our 5D meeting. So, just a brief history, right? We were founded basically October 16th, 2013. Ironically, it's the same date that my best friend here over here, Fred, got sober, which is not the year, but the date. We've grown from 5 to 50 people, and pretty stably so. The last 2 months, we've hit 50 or above, at least 3 out of our 4 weeks in a month. And although attendance has fluctuated, we've seen this growth happen. Our platform, like any other meeting, which would typically be a church, right, has changed. We began at one small church called Skype, and we've grown into Fuse And then from Fuse, we realized that it just wasn't as scalable. So we moved to this platform called Zoom. Now, there's a number of different things that also happened, right? Quality of the meeting, the inability to communicate, the thing that happens with Skype is like the camera switches when each person's talking, so it kind of makes it pretty clunky. And when we moved to Fuse, we found that we could host more people, we could pay a cheaper rate, and it would be a little bit better of an experience. And for those same reasons, we found Zoom. So now we pay a meeting rent, monthly rent, of about $55 a month, and we can host up to 100 people face-to-face through video. What about our communication? So three major topics here: our business meetings, what does our digital community look like, and what do our meetings after the meetings look like? Business meetings still take 3 hours. Well, not always. But we do have a number of tools that are really helpful to make this bridge between the physical over the digital. And Google Groups has been really instrumental in making that happen. In fact, what I think Google Groups has done for us is it has asked us as individual contributors of the group to be very clear in what we are saying and writing. And just like a fourth step, when you put pen to paper, it becomes clear and the answer appears. Oh my God, that's amazing. And then you get to share it with the rest of the group. So not only do we use Google Docs to share our meeting formats, but to discuss our meeting minutes. Juliet has really been instrumental, a group member of ours, in helping us get very clear and consistent minutes. Both of those are very important. And then distribution, right? So one of the big things in communication is making sure that everybody has the same information. And we can send that information to each other really easily using email. And although I don't have a graphic for it, Slack. Slack is an excellent tool for us to communicate with each other across any time zone, across any activity that you're doing, and to any person. So just like if you've never used Slack before, it essentially allows you to create subjects in which you want to participate in and then reference and put those conversations in those specific categories. But we can talk more about that later, like after this presentation. What does our community look like, right? Typically in a meeting, you might have an opportunity to smoke cigarettes outside the church, or go to the diner, or shake each other's hands. And we don't have that, right? We are gifted with not being bounded by space constraints, yet we're also bounded by it. So one of the things we've done is create a Facebook secret group. And yet, the behavior that happens is just like a normal meeting. This fellow, not 18 hours ago, asked for some help in Israel about getting to a meeting. We responded, and since I don't have the screen in front of me, I'm just going to walk over here and look at it. We responded in 3 hours to his request. And he got the information he needed to get to a meeting. I think that is an excellent example of how we are helping people and the next alcoholic. So, the diner. What about it, right? Traditionally, this is what our experience looks like. We get to touch and taste and experience each other over the table. And it's a primal thing, right? Like every single person bonds over food. And we don't get to do that in the same way. We could share our plate with each other. But despite that, we also don't have the little things that you do have when you're going to dinner with someone, like talking over each other, or nobody's listening to me, or whatever. instead, we kind of have this wait in line thing where we all have to share the same communication pipeline. In some cases, that makes it challenging to get your thoughts across, right? Because you can be interrupted. At the same time, it really is a lesson in humility where you get to listen to the other person. Because you know that if you interrupt them, you are going to be heard by everybody, and everybody knows you're interrupting. So there are some good things, right? And then there are some downsides. But it's this catch-22 that we live with. Let's talk a little bit about the seventh tradition. We're all familiar with that AA groups themselves ought to be fully self-supporting by voluntary contributions of their own members, right? So we do it in a very simple way. Instead of passing the basket, we pass the PayPal. And this PayPal link, we also have Venmo link, allows people to contribute to our meeting whenever. It also allows people to do it on their own time, or like maybe they don't have the money yet, but they can remember when they get paid on Friday. So this open link allows, and I don't mean open in the kind of anyone can use it kind of sense. I mean it in that like any person who has that link can access the basket, can access and contribute to 5D, which really makes it a lot easier for people who live in the kind of progressive age. And I don't know about you, but this is my wallet, right? I don't have any cash anymore most of the time. Like the future is plastic, and quite probably the future of my wallet is just going to be right here all the time. You've already probably seen many people just having those wallets on the back of their phone. So PayPal has made it very easy for us. Additionally, what it's also made easy for us is just like you at any other group, right? We contribute, and we follow the pie chart to the best of our ability. Our disbursements are over the last 13 disbursements have contributed to 8 unique groups, a total of $781.71, and we've contributed to people globally. YPAWS in Mexico, Ireland, GSO, we've contributed here. Gotta love that, right? So one of the other things that the tech has allowed us to do is enable our treasury to be very clear and very transparent. All PayPal users have an identification name. And so we said, well, how do we anonymize that data? And what we did is we created these unique contributors. And I'm sorry that the graph isn't, or the table here isn't clearer, because this middle column really shows how we've assigned a number to each PayPal user, and therefore anonymizing the data and protecting everyone's anonymity. Really, truly innovative treasurer. You should thank him in your own heart. I do. And from this, we're able to create a status of financial health, right? Like the question of, doctor, am I healthy, from a financial perspective, can really clearly be answered now. Now, what I've done is, because I come from an engineering background, you kind of take out the high points and you take out the low points, and you have those that, which are circled here and here, and you have a data set which you can work with. And you say, okay, where, if the dollars that are collected are in blue, and the people who are unique contributors, meaning that if I donate twice, I am still donating as Alex. And if Fred donates, he is another unique contributor. So we're now two unique contributors. You with me? The number of people who are contributing are in orange, or in yellow, you might see that as. So what is the reason that our treasury increases? How do we know if we're being a financially healthy meeting? And we can see that there are upticks in the dollars that come in, or downticks in the dollars that don't come in, with the unique contributors, that is the red line. So as the red line kind of ticks up, we see an increase in the amount of dollars coming into our treasury. And so this type of understanding can't come from a normal meetings treasury practice unless that treasurer is really, really regimented, and I've tried to do this, about bringing in those dollars and calculating this kind of information. So we can set a bar. We can say that, okay, we know that in purple smiley face, the number of unique contributors we need to really be financially healthy is about 5 to 6 people. And on average, we have about 30 people coming to our meetings now. And on average, we're collecting about $20.22. So we really get a reasonable, anonymous, transparent assessment of where are we financially. One of our favorite things that we like to talk about is being a global community. And this map shows where people are across the world, across our history, since we've created this map. And it's probably one of my favorite things. It's on my background usually. And I am so proud to participate in a global meeting, right? We've had over, at least last I checked, over 137 different people coming from different countries. And that's really great, I think. So I think I need a meeting now, and I'd like to participate and get involved. And my hope right now is that I can open up a Q&A session for you guys to the floor, to the people in the meeting. Let's see if I can do this. Ah, good reminder. So if you're interested in 5D, you can receive a text message reminding you to come to the meeting by texting 5D to 313131. And then it'll just remind you that we have a meeting, and here's the link and the login information. And you can call on your phone if you don't have a computer, or if you don't want to download the app. We've actually seen a lot of success in that. And we started it at the last IKIPA in September, and we are we're supposed to have a meeting populating. Sorry, guys. Hold on. Good enough. So, does anybody have any questions? Please raise your hand. I'll call on you, and then I'll repeat the question, and then hopefully they'll be able to answer.
So, how do you say I want to speak?
So, how do you say I want to speak?
Hey, do one of you guys want to answer it? You have to mute. Okay. 1 second. I'll wait. Oh, you know what? I don't know if it's going to work with because of the feedback.
Why don't you? You're recording.
But I need the volume.
Oh, okay. Okay,
go for it, Alex.
Try that again.
So when we have, after the speaker shares, we usually have an announcement by the person that's sharing the meeting, and it says if you want to share, just wait for either the there just to jump in. Also, on our Fuse, on our Zoom app, we have a click, we can raise our hand. Like, we can feel like we're just managed participants, and it'll let you raise your hand, which is pretty cool. And we usually don't share too long, you know, a couple minutes, and then we sit quietly and wait for the next share, which is pretty cool. It does, you know, like, there's no mic being passed around, like at some meetings I go to here in Miami. And every now and then there's like a couple minutes of just quiet time, but usually it doesn't last for long. You know, silence usually drives us crazy. So one of us usually speaks in the home group. So, and it's pretty cool, you know, 50 people in a room, you know, but not all together. You know, I'm sitting in my house in Miami right now, and I get to be with you fine people. So, thanks.
Thanks, Albert. Any other questions?
Vibe that happens where even if two people, you know, it's speak a spirit move. So even if two people do jump in at the same time, one will see to the other person, and it, people have this way of knowing that, well, then that person is going to be the person who speaks next. And the group kind of can feel like that's what will happen. And that just kind of happens on its own. That's that group consensus or group conscience or group feel that just kind of happens. It just kind of works out.
What's the experience like when you have 40, 50 people in the room? Does it get smaller? Do you page? Whatever.
Yeah, so there's about 25 people per page, and then each, maybe there's only 20 people per page, and then after that, you have multiple pages.
So to find out who's speaking, would you page, or do they pop to the front?
You can have it set pop to the front.
Yeah, there's speaker view and gallery view, so you can, it'll actively change, it'll change the camera to whoever's speaking, or you can see everybody at once, and the host and co-host of the meeting can spotlight a video, which basically will like override everyone's preferences and put their video to the front. What did you just do there, Phil?
I didn't do anything.
Oh, Albert did.
Oh, Albert might have.
Albert, stop it.
In the back, yeah.
What service positions does the group have, and how often do they rotate?
What service positions does the group have, and how often do they rotate? Are we still connected over there?
Yeah.
Did someone want to answer that?
Are you muted?
I am muted. I thought I was muted.
You gotta mute. Okay, you guys are good.
Albert Alcoholic again. We have pretty much the same service commitment groups that most groups do.
We lost Albert for a second. He's muted. Basically, we have a overall.
We have an outreach chair who is also on. And we do stuff just like a normal AA group would do. It's just we're not face to face in a meeting, having a business meeting. We do everything online for the outreach. We send an invite instead of spamming all Facebook all over the place. We send out invite and from our 5D group, and then the members of the group invite other members from Alcoholics Anonymous that are not on the 5D Facebook page to the meeting. Our secretary takes killer notes during our business meeting. Our business meetings usually last, they don't get too hairy anymore, but you know, an hour, hour and a half sometimes. We do make pretty cool decisions. You know, like giving the treasurer a little bit leeway when it came to when we maxed out the meeting one time that we needed to, instead of going through a motion, we already had that motion that he had the power to increase the level of attendees that could be on video.
Sorry, the Wi-Fi here is kind of slow, which is why he's dropping off.
I think it's next week, right before Thanksgiving, and you know, it's pretty cool. I mean, I go to the district meeting down here in Miami and see it done one way, and it's and the way we do it on 5D, you know, because it is internet, and you know, it's just cool to see technology working and in the favor of Alcoholics Anonymous. So thanks. That's all I got.
Ooh. I have a follow-up on that, if I could.
Sure.
What can what I would call brick-and-mortar local areas and or districts do to bring service to your group? I recognize the challenges of no geographic boundaries, but is there any connection there that would help?
So the question, if I may paraphrase, is what can brick-and-mortar organizations do to add to the level of service with 5D?
To bring service opportunity, bring service to.
Bring service to 5D, okay. Fred or anyone else? By the way, we're time-bound at 4:33.
Yeah, I'll just answer super quick. I think the most important thing is just to know that it's available as a resource. Like some of the populations that we serve are people who are geographically remote, people with childcare or healthcare issues, people that, because their work schedule, people who are abroad and they're English speakers and they're not in an English speaking country. And these are all real use cases like that we get every single week. So I think it has more to do with being able to tell somebody, hey, you can text 5D to 313131. And if you have that in your head, then you're pretty much set.
So I'd be happy to entertain questions afterwards, being that Fred has to go to another presentation.
Oh, that's
right?
Sure I do, yeah.
And there's someone in the space after me, right, Sam? Okay. Oh, Fred. Oh. Okay.
Whoa, cut into my town. Let's wrap it up. Shut the shit down.
So how about if you'd like to touch base with me after this, I'd be happy to answer any and all of your questions or put you in touch with any of these folks. Tell all your friends to text 5D to 313131 for more information, and we'd hope to see you on our meeting. Thank you very much for having us.
Alex is going to hand out business cards, which are in my backpack. We made these really cool business cards that you guys should check out.
Do you need that?
And it's five text 5D to 313131.
Could you retweet it to you?
Loaded with it.